Yellow. Sievers was one of the hardest running backs since Jimmy Brown, and lateral motion too, like a chorus girl, really. Until one day he got hit on the blind side by Basil Skronsky. We carried Sievers off the field, but Skronsky had gotten one rib and another cracked. The next year, Sievers wasn't even good in practice, gun shy as a squirrel in deer season. He stopped contact, fumbled, couldn't even hold a look-in pass or a handoff. All that wasted, and he could go the 100 in 9.7. I'm 45 years old, out of shape, too much beer, but one of the best assistant coaches in the pro game, and I can't stand to see a man jaking it. I can't. I got him in a locker room the other day when the whole squad was in there. I told him, Sievers, you used to be a player, but now you're chicken shit. You can't talk to me that way, Manny, he said. And I turned him around, he was lacing on a shoe, and I right cracked him right on the chin. He fell against a locker, and then he began to cry. The greatest since Brown, crying there against a locker, one shoe off, one on. Come on, man, let's get out of here, I told the gang, and we ran on out. And when we got back, he had cleared out, he was gone, his gear was gone. We got some kid from Illinois running his spot now. Head down, knees high, he don't care where he's going. Guys like Sievers end up washing dishes for a buck an hour, and that's just what they deserve.